Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jason Kane. I am an attorney and partner at the law firm of Pfeiffer, Wolf, Carr & Kane. We are here today to announce a record-setting $3.2 million award to a retired Whitesville, New York, egg farming family who were victimized by AXA advisors. You'll be hearing today from two AXA victims, and this is a reflection of our concern that what we are announcing today is part of a much bigger pattern of AXA abuses of investors in this part of New York. Before we get into that, I want to explain how this news event is going to work today. We will begin with opening statements from myself. Then you'll hear from Carrie Fitzpatrick, the son of Jim and Sandra Fitzpatrick, the couple getting the award. He's joining us by telephone. And then from Shirley Kerwin, sitting here next to me, who does not know the Fitzpatricks, but is yet another victim of the same bad broker at AXA. Our community owes a thanks to Shirley for blowing the whistle on this conduct. After the opening statements, we are going to open up the floor to a Q&A session. We will start with the folks in the room here and then take questions from those of you who are on the phone. If you refer to the news release you should have by now, you will see that there is a single web page that outlines everything that will be discussed here today. I want to begin by saying that over the past 3 years, my law firm and I have been investigating major annuity and life insurance abuses at AXA Advisors. It started when the Fitzpatrick family called me and told me that their AXA financial advisor, Francesco Puccio, was being charged with financial felonies. They told me about large annuities and life insurance policies that AXA had sold to them, but they did not know why they were sold those annuities or life insurance policies. They did not know the purpose of the purpose that these products served. They did not know how much they paid for these products, and they certainly did not know how much Puccio and AXA made in commissions from selling those products to them. The Fitzpatricks hired my law firm, Pfeiffer, Wolf, Carr & Kane. As a result, I am pleased to announce that AXA has been ordered to pay the Fitzpatricks approximately $3.2 million. I am not aware of any single family in upstate New York receiving more as a result of filing a customer-initiated FINRA arbitration. It has been a privilege to represent Jim, Sandra, and Carrie Fitzpatrick throughout this three-year process. My investigations for the Fitzpatricks led me to the brave woman who's sitting next to me, Shirley Kerwin, who you'll hear from shortly. Shirley is responsible for blowing the whistle on Puccio and seeing that he was criminally prosecuted. The timing of Puccio's fraud perpetrated upon Shirley lines up almost exactly with his registration period at AXA. Notably, Shirley was sold multiple annuities and a life insurance policy as well. Almost unbelievably, when she suspected Puccio of fraud and called AXA for help, she was told there was no record of her being a client at AXA. She was shocked and was forced to file her own FINRA arbitration claim. I think a key thing for people to understand about this situation is that while this was the work of a financial felon, that felon worked within an atmosphere at AXA that allowed him to do it. I want to pause just for one moment. I sue brokerage firms for a living. Almost nothing that a Wall Street brokerage firm will say or a financial advisor does in defense of their conduct surprises me. They will deny their obligations to their customers. They attack me and my law firm, the lawyers bringing the case. Sometimes they even stoop so low as to blame their own customer, the victim of their misconduct. With all of that experience, I was still shocked by how AXA defended itself throughout this arbitration process. Don't get me wrong, AXA did those three things that I just listed off. But with the Fitzpatricks, AXA repeatedly referred to the annuities and life insurance policies as perfectly suitable. AXA repeatedly referred to its own supervision of its financial felon as beyond reproach. All of this made us wonder. If AXA considers its conduct here perfect and beyond reproach, what is average at AXA? AXA insisted that this was its A game. What does a C broker look like at AXA? We dug deeper into AXA's conduct. That is why we compiled the AXA fact sheet that we are issuing today, and which you can find on the webpage that I listed on our news release. Perhaps no one should be surprised that AXA has been ordered to pay the largest customer FINRA arbitration award ever in upstate New York. In 2014, problems with AXA's annuities program led to the largest fine ever issued by New York State against an insurance company. New York fined AXA $20 million. In 2010, New York fined AXA $1.9 million for failing to adequately disclose insurance replacements to its customers. Meanwhile, 47% of AXA's revenue is generated from annuity sales. A brief review of AXA's brokers in upstate New York reveals that there have been dozens of customer complaints involving annuities and life insurance policies. Most are swept under the rug, denied upon receipt, or paid off with a small sum provided to the victim. AXA is also not shy about providing brokers who are struggling to pay their bills the opportunity to sell high commission products like annuities and life insurance policies. Dozens of AXA brokers in upstate New York have financial liens and judgments, just like Francesco Puccia. And what that means is that what we are announcing today is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the problems consumers are having with AXA. We expect to see a lot more customer cases like this. And, you know, if you are a consumer hearing this or reading about this right now, we encourage you to do what the Fitzpatricks did. Contact us. We can help you. I want to thank all of you for being here today and all of you who called in to the conference line. Most importantly, I want to thank the Fitzpatrick family and Shirley for the opportunity to represent them. Annuities and life insurance policies are not bought. They are sold. This is a major problem throughout our communities. This is a major problem for the thousands of people who are AXA clients. That concludes my opening statement. I look forward to taking your questions. I want to now introduce Carrie Fitzpatrick, who's calling in today from Corning, New York. Carrie is the Fitzpatrick family representative who led this family through the process. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Jason. Just going to read a brief statement. I am happy to have been able to assist my parents in securing this judgment. I would like to thank our legal team and FINRA for seeing this case for what it was. This was a clear case of elder abuse by a company with whom my parents had a decades-long relationship with. My father became a successful member of his community through tireless work and dealing honestly with his customers and business partners. My parents' lives revolved around our family, serving their community, and being active in their church. It is extremely disappointing that their trusting nature and goodwill were violated so egregiously when they were at a stage of their lives when they should be enjoying their accomplishments. Although my parents' case is concluded, I remain very concerned about a number of facts I have learned throughout this process. A financial felon, someone willing to impersonate me to get important information, financial documents about my parents, is still walking the streets. At the time of the trial, he was still operating a commercial lending business, despite his financial felony conviction and bar from the financial services industry. It's not lost on me that AXA let him take advantage of my parents and Shirley Kerwin, elderly people without a lot of knowledge of finance. AXA sent Puccio down to service my parents' accounts, despite its knowledge that Puccio was unable to pay his own bills. Puccio pushed high-end, high-commission variable annuities to people who did not need them in order to support a lifestyle he could not attain honestly by his own merit. I fear it's only a matter of time before Puccio victimizes more people. I fear there are a lot of other AXA clients who have purchased annuities, life insurance policies for no good reason and have no idea about the financial harm these products are doing to them. That concludes my statement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carrie. Next, I'd like to introduce Shirley Kerwin. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, Shirley Kerwin is really the person who insisted that Puccio be brought to justice. Take it away, Shirley.
Hi. Hello. My name is Shirley Kerwin. I was a longtime client of AXA. My husband and I had invested our life savings with AXA. Those savings represented our life's work as a custodian and a truck driver at RIT. I trusted AXA and Puccio. I was burning for a place. Excuse me. I trusted AXA and Puccio. I was that burned for placing my trust. Oh, I'm sorry. I was burned for placing my trust with them. Puccio used this trust I put in him and AXA to defraud me out of my life savings. When I confronted Puccio about where my money had gone, he tried to blame me for loaning too much money to my brother, who was suffering from cancer at that time. I know that was not right, and I contacted the authorities. I also contacted AXA. After a long relationship with it, I was told there was no record of my ever being a client. I was completely shocked and saddened when AXA told me this. It was as if I had not existed. Puccio is now a convicted felon and literally stealing my money. After my lawyers reviewed my accounts, I learned that I also had different annuities and life insurance policies, and I didn't know what an annuity was at that time. I didn't know what AXA sold me these policies or what purpose they served me. My life saving has been stolen from me, and now I'm surviving on Puccio's $476 a month restitution payment. While I'm still happy Puccio was convicted, I do not feel justice had been served. I share Carrie Fitzpatrick's concern that there are more AXA and Puccio victims out there that I do not know that they have been taken advantage of. That concludes my statement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're going to open it up to questions now to the media. I think first we're going to start for those folks in the room, and then we'll turn it over to those folks on the phone.
My concern, Shirley, did you trust this man? And tell me about your relationship, how he was able to gain your trust.
Well, I was with AXA for a while, and I had a different agent. And then my agent that I had retired, and he recommended Puccio to me. And I had him for about 5 or 6 years. And he did real fine for a while. But when my husband passed, that's when everything started. He says, I needed this, and he keeps changing me to different annuities and stuff. And I really don't understand it, so I told him I trusted him, who was what you're telling me. So that was it, because I really didn't understand any finances at that time either. So
by the time you understood, was it too late?
Yes, because he had already taking it all out, and the gall of him, really, he came actually to my house and told me that my money was all gone, and that's when I almost hit the floor, because I said, well, what are you telling me, that my money's all gone? He says, yep, and that's when he's telling me I had loaned too much money out to my brother, so, and that was it. I knew that I went to my neighbor's, and she got in touch with the state police, and that got the ball started. So,
one of the things I realized in representing the Fitzpatricks and Ms. Kerwin is that, nobody understands these types of products. Nobody, very few people understand. Certainly not Ms. Kerwin, certainly not the Fitzpatricks. I would venture a guess that most of the folks in this room don't really understand those types of products. They're complicated. They're very easily to they're easy to take advantage of if you are inclined to do that.
Can we talk about how bold this man man was in the Fitzpatrick case. You have some things in here about impersonating someone. Can you give us some of those details from the stage?
Yes. Yeah, and I'll tee this up, and then if Kerry would like to chime in, I'll let him. He is the person who was impersonated. They sprung a recording of us, of Kerry, who they thought was Kerry, calling into AXA to obtain some documents about Jim's life insurance policy. And as it turned out, that recording was Puccio impersonating Kerry Fitzpatrick, trying to trick the provider to provide documents to him. Mr. Puccio actually set up an email account that was something to the effect of, you know, Jim Fitzpatrick. When I asked him why he did that, he said, well, because they wouldn't send me the information if I had called the email address, you know, francescopuccio@gmail.com.
How old what does it say about this man?
I've never seen such brazen misconduct from a broker. I mean, this is a man who couldn't pay his bills and was willing to do anything to do that. Kerry, do you want to comment about that? You were the person who they impersonated.
Yes, it was quite shocked the first day of testimony. Their defense attorney, after questioning me, sprung this tape who he thought was me asking about information on my family's policies. And it was clear to everybody in the room and obviously to myself that it was not me. It was Puccio impersonating me on the telephone. And basically Puccio's goal, as we found out later, was to actually make a loan against one of my parents' policies in order to sell them yet another variable annuity policy in order to, I believe that was to cover his restitution on the Kerwin case. I think it's what he was, I believe if that's right, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and so, which is really why Puccio is not on the street, or is on the street right now and not in jail, because he actually stole money from my parents in order to pay that case off, in order to pay that restitution on that case, and to get preferential treatment in his sentencing. So that really is the reason Puccio committed another crime in order to cover up his horrendous crimes that he perpetrated against Shirley Kerwin. Against my parents to keep himself out of jail. So the whole thing is really and basically their defense attorney tried to blame me and said it was my fault again, which is this is a common thing we hear from AXA from during this trial that I was responsible for this for some bizarre reason. So it's really, really quite amazing.
Yeah.
Kerry, how has this impacted your family's life?
It's really been it's really devastated my parents. I mean, I had to, my father is 90 now and he suffers from dementia and he's my mother is his sole caretaker. And this has been obviously this whole event of the last 3 years of back and forth with AXA and taking them up to Buffalo and trying to watch my father. It's been extremely stressful. Obviously, it's extremely stressful for my parents.
You know, one of the things I'd like to stress is that, you know, we're talking about, you know, salt of the earth people. We're talking about chicken farmers who have, you know, made a life for themselves. We're talking about Shirley. You know, this was, you know, Puccio is the flashpoint. You know, Puccio is a felon. But, you know, the amazing thing to me about this was how he was allowed to do this. You don't sell annuities and large life insurance policies to, you know, 85-year-old chicken farmers. That should have been red flag after red flag at the AXA office, and it wasn't. He was allowed to do this. It should have been obvious. Should have been lots and lots of questions about what he was doing for these folks. And he was allowed to do it.
The best thing that can happen from the lessons from these cases is what?
Be vigilant about who you're doing business with. Look at broker check. It it's at. It's www.finra.org. Look up who you're doing business with. See if they have financial liens. See if they have prior customer complaints. Ask them, how much money are you going to make when you sell this product? If they are reluctant to give you an honest answer, think twice about making that investment.
Have any other families or clients come forward? The sheer boldness of what Puccio did, it doesn't seem like it would have just started with these two. Have any other families come forward and said that he had done similar things to them?
No, and I think that's part of why we're here today, is to get the word out about what happened at AXA. If you look at other brokers at AXA, there are people complaining about annuity abuses and life insurance abuses. Most are doing it on their own. Most are taking AXA's comments, you know, for what they are. I'll tell you, the Fitzpatricks approached AXA about this. After they saw Puccio's mugshot, they approached them and said, you know, I'm an 85-year-old chicken farmer. I was advised to make huge annuity investments and huge life insurance policies. They looked into it. They knew that this was unsuitable, and AXA denied the customer complaint. They forced the Fitzpatricks to hire us to bring this lawsuit, bring this arbitration.
I have one more question for Mrs. Cohen.
Of
course. The table is too long. Thank you. How are you getting by
now? How are you doing? Well, I'm just really scraping, really, and like I said, that $475 isn't doing much, because, and the other payment I'm getting is from Social Security, and that's helping me pay the bills that I have. And I'd like to say one thing more thing about Jason and his company, and they did a beautiful job in helping me. And I like to talk to the elderly that's out there. And don't be afraid to stand up for your rights, because you are the victim. And please, don't sit on your buff. Get up and do something and talk to a lawyer or somebody there that can help you. Thank you.
A lot of guts for you to do that.
Sure does.
Shirley, do you remember when you, after picking yourself off the floor, after learning that you'd lost it all?
Yes.
Do you remember when you felt like, all right, now it's time to fight?
I went to my neighbor, and she was a judge, what they call them, an assistant to a judge. And she told me right away, he says, he's a fraud. He says, he stole all your money. And actually, she's the one that called the state police and got the ball rolling. So if I didn't go to my neighbor, I'd be nowhere. But yeah, I have a lot of thanks to her.
Jason, it seems that, point out several times, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I imagine this is not done right now. What's the next step here as far as finding out what outcome might
be? Yeah, I think the next step is you know, getting the word out. If you are give me one second. I think the next step in the process is doing exactly what we're doing here today, which is getting the word out that, you know, AXA should not be pushing variable annuities and large life insurance policies on anyone, let alone salt of the earth folks like Shirley and the Fitzpatricks. it struck me from the beginning that these are the most vulnerable among us. You know, these folks don't know a lot about finance. I don't think I know everything there is to know about variable annuities and complex life insurance policies. There's no way that your typical retail investor in Rochester or in Syracuse or in Buffalo knows what these products are. It's difficult to ask critical questions of the person selling it to you. And like I said, you know, ask them how much money they're making in selling it. And if they can't give you a straight, honest answer, or they're reluctant to give you a straight, honest answer, think twice.
You're focused on AXA. These families worked through AXA successfully until this gentleman came into their lives. Why is AXA, in your portrayal, as much to blame as anyone involved in this whole experience? As compared to any other company that may have a bad egg within their ranks.
I'll tell you what, my career is focused on those bad eggs. But this bad egg was so bad. The culture that allowed him to push these variable annuities and life insurance policies was, I was shocked at the red flags that were not followed up on.
Such as
a broker who can't pay his bills or is struggling to pay his bills approached his branch manager at AXA and said, I want to sell a very large life insurance policy to an 85-year-old man. I want to take his old life insurance policies that are perfectly good and switch them into a new variable annuity. That is a major red flag that should have been followed up on immensely. He really should have not let this ever go forward. But, you know, AXA makes a lot of money by selling these products. The brokers make a lot of money by selling these products. The management makes a lot of money allowing these products to get sold.
Any recourse against AXA?
Well, the $3.2 million that we just won is a start. You know, the $20 million fine that they paid to New York a couple years ago is a start. The $1.9 million fine AXA paid to New York a couple years ago was a start. We intend to be vigilant about bringing these cases. We are going to stay after AXA until they change its policies.
When Shirley said they told her there was no record and she was a client anymore, now was that AXA that told her that, or the broker, and have other people been told that as well?
AXA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so AXA told you that. Mm-hmm. And did they do the same with Fitzpatrick's?
No, they always acknowledge that the Fitzpatrick's were their client.
So,
I have no idea how that could have ever happened. I've looked through her records. She was at all times obviously an AXA client. She was doing business with an AXA registered representative. She had numerous annuities sold to her by AXA. Her account statements had, you know, listed AXA as the broker of record, the brokerage firm of record. Other than just not looking in the right place or shocking laziness, I have no idea how AXA could have not known that Shirley Kerwin was their client.
What happens to the $3.1 million? Where does that award go?
To the Fitzpatrick's.
Thank you.
I think we're all set in this room. I would turn it over to questions from those of you on the phone.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you decide to withdraw your question, please press star then two to remove yourself from the list. Please limit yourself to one question and a single follow-up. If you need to ask an additional question, please know that you may press star then one to rejoin the queue. Today's first question comes from Julie McMahon of the Post Standard. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jason. I'm calling from Syracuse at the Post Standard. So my question just has to do with the scope of this case. You've mentioned upstate New York and sort of AXA's presence across the state. But I'm wondering if you can talk a little more specifically about your concerns about how big this might be and where victims might be, whether it's Puccio's work himself or how ACSA is sort of structured and managed and what your concerns might be about people, say, in Central New York.
Absolutely. So, you know, ACSA is now the owner of the largest fine ever issued against an insurance company in New York. It is now the owner of what I believe the largest FINRA arbitration claim. It's paid those, will have paid those out soon. I've done a review of the broker check reports of ACSA brokers in Syracuse, in Utica. There are folks walking around employed by ACSA who have multiple customer complaints. This is a major problem. Like I said, annuities and life insurance policies are sold, not bought.
Great, thank you.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one at this time. I'm showing no further questions on this end, sir.
Okay, Jason, back to you.
Okay, great. If there are no other questions, I just want to thank everyone for participating today. And I appreciate your time and attention to this important matter.
All right. That will conclude today's news events brought to you by the law firm Piper, Wolf, Carr, and Kane. If you need more information following this news event, you can contact Max Carlin, 703-276-3255. And a full package of media materials will be available online at brokerwatch.com. That's brokerwatch.com. Thank you very much. That concludes today's news event.